Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra, and welcome to the CMEA Festival. My name is Michael Boyds from Saratoga, California. I'm very honored to be one of your adjudicators here today. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Looks like a really nice program your conductor has chosen. Great. Nice opening statement by the lower strings. I appreciate the attention to the accents. Great eye contact. Yeah, I appreciate the ensemble being led by the bass. Makes for really... really, really deep color. Good for you. Matches the style of the writing of this piece. Okay, listen carefully. Good. Nice job with the syncopation. Oh, nice. Facility handling of the dotted A16th. Good for you. Okay, nice job, soloist. Good, nice change in color at 28. Cool, nice swell, good for you. Nice job, soloist. Kind of a creepy color, isn't it? All right. Nice release. Good for you. All right. Beautiful swell. Nice diminuendo. Good. Nice change. Funny, this all of a sudden appears in here. Interesting. Talking about the composition, of course, not your playing right now. Good, nice accents. Nice definition of the staccato style. Good, nice transition. All right, good handling of the 5/8. Bravo, beautiful release. Great work. I really appreciate the attention to shaping and shading of every one of those phrases. I think the piece is really contemporary in nature, and so the danger in this kind of piece is exactly what you avoided, and that is for it to become muddy and for it to become unidentifiable to the listener. And you handled it really, really well. The solos, I think, are the most difficult exposed part, and the soloist handled that beautifully. I really want to compliment the cello, bass, and viola section in particular for really leading the orchestra in that. Violins, you're doing a wonderful job also, of course, but it's really refreshing and nice to hear the bass and the cello section making such great investment into all the phrasing and shaping and shading of the piece. Good for you. Interesting. Careful as we switch key from the first piece to the 3 flats. Don't have an oops. Good, nice handling of the melody and passing the baton to the seconds to complete the phrase. Violins. Good, nice choice, bravo. Great work, seconds, leading us through. Nice. Good, I really love the bowing of the cellos. I'm just watching the players in the front are really leading beautifully. Even though the melody is not there, they're doing a great job supporting. Going all the way frog to the tip on the forte sections really is helpful, well prepared. Sorry, I'm not commenting much. I'm just really enjoying the phrasing. Really beautiful. Good, nice lean. Great release by the bass player. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So nice to hear lyric playing and all of the voices held played with such great clarity and great sonority. And I'm watching the bows on the stage and seeing great definition and really, really good preparation, really good training overall. Okay, now we go to a Richard Meier piece. This will be a nice change of color. Good, nice entrance on the repeat seconds. I really appreciate the accents that the firsts are playing with. Good work. Not too much too soon, be careful. Good. And I like the feel of the time that your conductor is giving you as opposed to conducting it in straight time. It's really helping with the accents. Good. Appreciate the length of each note on the retard as well. Nice matching. Good. I really like what the violas just did within the piano dynamic, and we still heard the chord change. Good for you. Yeah, the level of preparation on the music individually is really allowing your conductor to interpret this with you, for you, with you, and that's helping a lot. He's not having to beat through time. That's really nice. Good, nice release. A nice attack at 72. Good. Good. Nice build and arrival at 120. Piano. Some intonation issue as we change key here. Be careful, keep listening. So from that section, I would say maybe 120 until about 128. Just a little bit of some discrepancies in the bowing. But that's pretty minor in detail compared to all the wonderful work that you're doing. What a treat, Hopkins. I would say you really need to thank your conductor. He's outstanding for the great preparation and for all of the great interpretations that he's given you in this music. It's one thing to play music, you know, that you're capable of playing, but it's another thing to play it with wonderful expression and really, really well, so that you're really making art out of the music and really making it expressive. And you've done it about as good as I've heard anybody do it all day, if not better than most. And that's because of all the detail and the preparation that your conductor has given you. Some great lead playing across the board. The nice thing is that there's great lead playing, but the depth of the ensemble is also really, really good. From front to back, I'm seeing a level of competency that's really quite nice. So it means that you're helping out one another, that the investment is really, really good throughout. So congratulations and bravo. I hope my comments have been helpful to you today. I get to hear you again in the near future. Wonderful work, wonderful preparation. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I hope I get to hear you soon.